Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the Blue, White and Yellow podcast from Leeds United Live, giving you the in-depth analysis on all the big talking points from Elland Road.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Leeds Live broadcast here. If you can't catch our video format, you will be able to catch the audio format on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spreaker, under the Blue, White and Yellow. I am joined by Ashley Priest, as always, the go-to man for all of your Villa news. Why? Because Leeds United are facing up against the side from Birmingham this Thursday in a crucial game for Leeds United. I don't know if it's as crucial for Aston Villa, but it looks like they're trying to hunt down that eighth spot, so it potentially could be. Ashley, first of all, mate, how are you doing, mate? All good?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm looking forward to my trip up to Elland Road tomorrow. It's a ground I've only been there once during COVID, so yeah, loved it. Like an old school one, like Villa Park. I really like Elland Road. And I'm sure it'll be pumping tomorrow. I'm going to experience a pack to the rafters Elland Road for the first time, so I'll be right behind the new gaffer. And it should be some atmosphere there tomorrow, mate. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think I agree. It's going to be a bumper atmosphere. And as we always talk about when it comes to Leeds and Villa, it's always the same, isn't it? I mean, I think I've been and seen Villa play Leeds. I think it's something like 5-6 times, more than any other club. And every single time, even before this incident, the ghost goal and all this sort of stuff, it was always spicy, wasn't it? It's just two big clubs going at it, I guess.
Yeah, I remember a couple of Friday night ones in the Championship as well, which are always good as well. But yeah, two big clubs going right at it. And like you say, tomorrow the crowd will be right behind the new manager, Jesse Marsh. And yeah, Villa have got to stand up to that. Villa coming into that one, bouncing. Two wins out of two. Everything's rosy again as Villa Park. But I think Leeds will give him a big test. And Gerrard spoke really well of Leeds and the challenge he sort of faced tomorrow. So we'll get stuck to that later. But yeah, Gerrard's expecting a tough game tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. It's weird, isn't it, Ash? Because I think even the last time we were speaking, there was a lot of confidence around Villa. It was Coutinho's first home game, I believe. And me and you were discussing it. I was a little bit nervous. I was thinking, oh, God. But it does seem to, every time Leeds play Villa, I don't know whether or not there's a bit of a shot with Leeds or whatever, but I remember the 3-0 at Villa Park. I think they were something like second or third in the table or something, mate. They were flying. Then Leeds came to town and there does seem to be a little bit of an edge every single time. And it form sort of goes out the window weirdly, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, every time. There's always something crazy going on between this fixture. And with that 3-3 I mentioned, I need to go back to the last pod we did. I did call that 3-3, 6-goal thriller.
He's not said that 3 or 4 times, by the way.
So. But yeah, after that one, Villa was shot. Villa just knackered against Newcastle. Leeds took everything out of them. And Newcastle just bossed Villa in the fixture after. Villa lost again to Watford. And you're starting to think trouble ahead for Villa. And you're starting to look down rather than up. But since then, back-to-back wins have eased that. And Villa looking up now. So hopefully they can continue their form tomorrow. Villa looking to win 3 games on the bounce for the first time since the beginning of last season. So a big one for Villa. And they've been decent value away from home, Villa. It's their home form that have been troublesome for them this season. So yeah, I don't know what to expect of Leeds. I watched a bit of their game in Leicester at the weekend. Has much changed from the Bielsa era to this one?
Yeah, to be honest, Ash, I'm keen. That was a question I wanted to put to you as well, mate. I mean, with regards to it seemed like we were a little bit more compact. We're pressing in a really different way. Still the same nuances of the Bielsa era in terms of, you know, aggression and pace and all this sort of stuff, which I know worried Villa last time a little bit in a couple of spells we had. But there was a little bit of a change. Yeah, when I talk about cues and triggers, it was, you know, maybe 3 or 4 players going after one or two, and it was pressing as a unit instead of the individual duels and the individual man marking. So there was difference there. But what did you make of it, Ash, when you were watching it? Did you see a little bit of a difference watching the Leicester game at the weekend? Because as fans, we all felt there was a little bit of change.
Well, yeah, 100%. I think you're much harder to beat. I thought you should have won the game. You had loads of chances. You're much a better side than Leicester and just didn't get the rub of the green on the day. So I'm expecting the same again. I think Leeds will come out on the front foot like they always do. And I want to prove a point to the manager. I think the manager took really well to the club and the players have took well to him. I've listened to a few of his interviews. It comes across very well.
Yeah.
Pokes fun at himself, which is always good. I'll do that to myself as well. But yeah, he comes across very well. Gerard knows him as well from his time at New York Red Bulls. Gerard was at Galaxy at the time and Gerard studied Jesse Marsh's philosophy and he said he's an admirer from a distance and he knows a lot about him. So that's quite interesting. I'm just finished Gerard's press conference and he was very, very admirable of Leeds' new manager. He's come across him before, like I've said. So, yeah, I think Leeds are hard done by last week and they look to make amends in front of a raucous home crowd tomorrow for sure.
Definitely. I mean, harking back to the last game, Ash, I mean, once again, unbelievable that you called it, but it was one of those games again, wasn't it? Villa had, I thought Leeds started the better, obviously getting ahead. And then Villa had that 20 to 25 minute spell where, I mean, I want to touch on this man. And I know you're going to love talking about him, but Philip Coutinho, he sort of had a 20, 25 minute spell where, I mean, in a man marking system as well, mate. Luke Ayling didn't know what day it was. So it seemed to Villa had that spell and then Leeds maybe sort of edged the game a little bit towards the end. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Luke Ayling makes me laugh. I think when Coutinho nutmegged him in the corner, I think Ayling just laughed to himself. So, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, if Coutinho wants to turn it on for 10, 15 minutes, you can take a game away from you. We've seen that against Southampton last weekend as well. Yeah. What a loan that's turned out to be. I had my question marks over it, given his fitness and form. I watched his first game at Everton. He looks a bit off the pace. And since then, he's just exploded into the Liverpool Coutinho we've all known to love. So, yeah, I think Ireland's in for a tough one tomorrow. But Villa switch system, Connor. They're playing a 4-3-1-2 now. They're going with two strikers as opposed to the last time when it was just Watkins up top. So Coutinho plays as the sole number 10 now. Emi Buendia's been dropped out of that and it's very much more narrow setup from Villa. So Leeds might get some joy down the flanks like they did at Villa Park when you had Rafinha, Dan James on the break. So that'll be fascinating tomorrow. I know Villa have changed their setup since then. And yeah, Coutinho, man of the moment. Such a signing that was back in January. Villa have an option on him for £33 million. You snap your hand off, given what we've seen of late. He's 29 and yeah, just incredible talent. Gerrard's untapped that again. He's enjoying his football again. He's part of a little South American clique we've got down here with Martinez, Buendia, Douglas Luiz, and he's playing with a smile on his face. And as you know, Leeds players are the same. You're doing that, you're going to be playing well. So that's the key to Coutinho's form at the moment. He's loving life. Gerrard's got an arm around him and he's getting the best out of him. So Leeds needs to be wary of that tomorrow. Who's in for Leeds, Connor, for you guys? And has anyone picked up of late?
I mean, as I said, Ash, we can only base it on the Leicester game, really, because, I mean, we can't look at anything else, mate. Leeds have lost five games on the bounce. We haven't scored a goal in three, so it's not good. It's not good, and I think it's got to that point in the season now where it's do or die, really. You know, you're looking at very soon, it's going to be single-digit games, and Leeds still have, I think it's Chelsea, Arsenal and City in those games left, so you automatically write those off, really, don't you? So I think the difference is, Ash, we looked a little bit more, as I've said, compact. It was more zonal. He definitely worked on a few things, and you'd expect them to be sharper now, obviously, facing Villa and being within the system a bit longer. So that's positive news. Jack Harrison was brilliant. He seems to have a good game against Villa as well. Good games, I should say, against Villa quite often as well. Rafinha's been an interesting one, Ash. He's, I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one. He's still not. I mean, I think the last good, very, very decent performance he had was probably West Ham away, where he was unplayable. But against you boys, I mean, he was absolutely anonymous. And it's interesting with the team news, the Villa team news, because Chukwuemeka, it looks like, is it Ezri Konsa and Luka Dean? I mentioned Luka Dean there because obviously he's going to be in direct competition with Rafinha, all back available. Is that right?
Yeah, a bit of a boost for Gerrard. We've got the two lads, the two first team lads available, Luka Dean and Ezri Konsa, and young Carney's available again. So, big decision for Gerrard. He hasn't made his mind up yet, Connor. What to do? Because Callum Chambers and Ashley Young come back in last week against Southampton. So, they played well. So will he change it? I'm not sure he should. I mean, we've got West Ham on Sunday, so likewise with you guys, you've got a huge game against Norwich on the weekend as well. And so, yeah, Gerrard has some decisions to make there. How are we looking on Leeds' injury front? Calvin Phillips, will he make it tomorrow or not?
Yeah, so we're going to find out in less than 50 minutes, Ash, if he's going to be available. It looks like Bamford, we know that he's going to have some minutes. That's what Marsh said. So whether or not he's going to start the game is going to be interesting. And I think a lot of Leeds sort of fans and pundits have all spoken of how it's going to be interesting with the press, you know, because I don't think he's going to be a direct centre forward. You know, it's going to be more moving parts in that press, that press from the front. And I do wonder when we were pressing under Bielsa, it was a bit of a different system. But I thought Dan James had a lot of joy in the last game, Ash, and it was actually his best game he's had for Leeds. It does seem that every single time we play against Villa, we do the pressing system does sort of work against Tyrone Mings in particular, and you do wonder if Leeds are going to target that. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I do, yes. I think Dan James caused him countless problems last time, as we witnessed. And yeah, just genuine pace. I don't think Southampton had that last week with Broger and Shea Adams up there. I think Leeds are a different kettle of fish. I mean, you've got Dan James, who will run at you. And defenders don't like pace, do they? And Tyrone Mings struggled last time. So, yeah, if you press the likes of Mings, there can be a mistake in there. Mings has been good value of late. He really has. And I think Callum Chambers was decent last week as well. That pre-assist he did, stepping out from the back and setting up Coutinho for him to set up Douglas was very good as well. So, yeah, I mean, previously Mings has been out of sorts without Conte next to him. So, but last week with the Southampton's off day, there was no issues there. I think Southampton didn't really muster a shot on Martinez's goal, really, apart from Adams. So, I think Mings can get got that tomorrow if you decide to press from the front. And it'd be fascinating to know if Bamford will start. Remember what happened last time at Villa Park with his hat-trick? I mean, incredible that was. And, yeah, it'd be typical if he does, and he'll no doubt score.
Yeah, I think he likes a battle with Mings. I think we found out that. I think Mings choke slammed him, didn't he?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay, so Nick said Forshaw should start in the pivot next to Cock. Will give us more protection, especially with Coutinho. To be honest, Ash, I think Leeds fans are all well aware of Philip Coutinho, especially in the last game. And it's different now because we're not playing the man-marking system. But interestingly, Ralph Hasenhüttl plays a very, very similar system because he was obviously part of the RB setup. Yes. He's been with Ralph Ragnick as well, and he plays a very similar sort of 4-2-2-2, transitioning into a 4-4-2 when Southampton are defending. Mm. So it's going to be interesting to see how we deal with that, because it looks like, from analysing that game a little bit, Ash, it looks like Coutinho dropping deep, he can influence it from that standpoint. He can get into that number 10 and influence it from that standpoint. He can come wide left. He can come wide right. So I don't really know how you mitigate against that. Can you work zonally, or do you think there literally has to be a man following him round?
Probably a man to follow him round, but it'd be interesting. There'll be two in midfield for Leeds tomorrow looking after him. If you stop Coutinho, you stop Villa playing. I think Gerrard's got this system to get the best out of Coutinho, and it's worked to an absolute T over the last two games. The front two are getting some joy from Coutinho's balls into him. Coutinho's dropping deep, and he's playing balls into Cash and Ashley Young last week down the flanks as well. So, yeah, I mean, the likes of John McGinn and Douglas Luiz and Jacob Ramsey have had to take a step back of late. Worried about their defensive positions and let Coutinho do the damage, and that's been the case. So I think a lot of the pre-match analysis ahead of tomorrow for Jesse Marsh will be on Coutinho and stopping him.
Yeah, 100%. Craig's in the building and says, I think with Marsh and the home crowd, I don't think we'll lose as many goals in this game. Yeah, you're hoping so, because we can't really. Paul said, all I can say is that we are going to stay up. Bielsa was a god. Jesse has fantastic potential without sounding big-headed. I have a good track record on talent spotting, and he could be awesome. I do have an American brother-in-law, so draw your own conclusions. I think it's the motivation, isn't it, Ash? I think with Leeds, with sort of 12, well, we had 12 games remaining, 11 games remaining now, but obviously Jesse took over when there was 12 remaining. It is almost like you do feel like the footballers need an arm around the shoulder. They need a bit of motivation. Maybe they do need a different voice. I mean, what was your take on Bielsa leaving? Do you think it was a bad decision because he still had time to turn it round? Or do you think it had got to a point where Leeds just simply had to shore up at the back and adapt?
very, very similar to Dean Smith when Dean Smith went. We've seen the emotional scenes there. Obviously, Dean got Villa promoted. Like Bielsa got Leeds promoted. He built a good nucleus of a squad that the fans loved to watch. And I think, yeah, very similar to the way Dean's tenure ended. Five losses on the bounce back in October, November. And Villa pulled the plug on that. And like you say, given what Smith did, I think, obviously, promotion, but it didn't seem possible. Then he survived 17th and then 11th. And then thinking, can they go again, top half finish? You're progressing every year. Whereas, like you say, I think Leeds blew everyone away when they got promoted. No one could live with them, you know, that first season in the Premier League. I know form tailed off a little bit then, but like I say, very emotional, given what Bielsa did for Leeds and the fans and uniting everyone. Dean Smith did exactly the same. And you're going to be gutted about that. In terms of the decision, I think it has to be made. I think it was similar when Villa sacked Dean Smith. They're on, I think they're just above the drop zone. So it's for the sake of Leeds staying up. This is, and given what I've seen against Leicester last week of Leeds, I think the signs are there for the board's decision to be vindicated. So some crucial game coming up against Norwich for you guys at the weekend. Win that, I think you're looking good again. So yeah, I think all good things come to an end, Connor, like you know. So.
Yeah,
I think he didn't blemish his record. I think he'll be held as a legend up there. And you want to leave on good terms. I think he left on good terms. So, I think thanks for coming, Marcelo. I think that'll be the message. And he'll be welcome in open arms anytime soon. So, very, very similar to Dean Smith leaving. And they both leave a legacy.
Yeah, 100%. I know a lot of Norwich fans have spoken about Daniel Farker as well. And
similar.
But I do sort of draw similarities a little bit more with Dean Smith. That's all I want you to take on that. But so just on Villa at the minute, Ash, we know about Coutinho and you've just spoken about the change in system. How much of a difference have you seen with Ings and Watkins? Because obviously that's been something that's very new, isn't it? Trying to get them in. And do you think that's much more beneficial than having Buendia in there? Obviously, the change in system has meant that Buendia's had to sort of fall out of the pecking order.
Yeah, I mean, Buendia was been Villa's best player this calendar year so far. I got player of the month in January. He was flying, Buendia, to be fair. Villa's form tailed off a little bit. And Gerrard decided to go with the two boys up top. And Dean Smith tried that. The start of the season, we went with a 3-5-2 with the wing backs pushed up and trying to get balls across to him. Whereas this time, Gerrard, he's got Coutinho, he's got that little bit of quality in that number 10 position to feed the pair, and they're both thriving off that. So, yeah, I think it's worked now. I think it's taken time. It didn't work at the start of the season, but now with Coutinho behind them and the confidence amongst the group, they're both scoring goals now as well together. I think we've seen many things dropped off into that 10 position at the weekend and feeding Watkins in and Watkins scoring. Yeah, and similar with Brighton the week previous. So the pair are working well together now. It's taken time. But like you say, the two good Premier League strikers who score goals, and if you get that quality into them that was missing previously, they're going to score goals. So, yeah, it's something that they're working on at the moment, and long may it continue because they're both having a really, really, really fruitful spell at the moment.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier, Ash, I just wanted to pick up on this. So, obviously, Luca Dean, I mean, I thought he was really good against us, kept Rafinha quiet, was bombing on forward. Are you sort of expecting, you mentioned earlier that you think it'd be a bit unfair. Is that because Ashley Young's been very good? You mentioned Callum Chambers in terms of, Ezri Konsa coming back in for him. Is it likely, do you think, that he starts with Chambers and Young over Dean and Konsa?
This is where Gerrard earns his corn, as it were. Huge decision to make, to be fair. I know Villa got West Ham on Sunday, so Gerrard might manage his squad this time around. He might go with Young and Chambers again, and then for Sunday he might take them out and bring Konsa and Dean back in for West Ham and try and manage it that way. But big decision to make, to be honest, Connor. Chambers and Young didn't put a foot wrong last week against a disappointing Southampton side. Against Leeds, though, totally different test. You've got pace and purpose in abundance here with Rafinha, but looking to get back into form. So, yeah, tough. I mean, Young, 36 now. He's a standard setter at Villa Park. He's been around the block, an experienced head. Do you want that tomorrow at Elland Road with the passionate crowd there is there? And would he be a beneficiary? I don't know. It's a tough decision to make, to be honest with you. A lot of the fans would say, get Dean back in. Dean's number one choice. He should be starting. But like you say, I mean, I don't think Ashley Young would moan too much coming out of the team. I mean, he's that kind of character. He ain't going to kick up a fuss. So, yeah, could, I'm not sure what he'd do. If you're asking me, if I was the manager, I'd probably stick. And then I'd probably change it for Sunday and try and keep things fresh that way. So big decisions to make. In terms of Chambers and Konsa, yeah. When Konsa came out last time, Chambers come straight in and then he was back out again. So big decisions to make there. I like Konsa, but I wouldn't be too begrudged to see Chambers back in, mate.
Yeah, we spoke about weaknesses earlier as well, Ash, in terms of that sort of the front four press. And I just mentioned Tyrone Mings. Where do you think Leeds can get joy against this Villa side?
It'll be on the break. Like you say, seeing Cash was bombing on last week down that right flank, got his assist. It's where Leeds got joy last time on the break. Dan James with his pace over the top. One ball, that's all it took, didn't it? He was in on goal for that chance. I think Martin is saved. So yeah, on the break, I think Leeds break quickly. If Rafinha's on song, I think they get down the flanks on the counter attack. So I'd say that area, mate. And if you stop Coutinho as well, I think you stop Villa to a certain extent as well. So yeah, stopping the Brazilian if you can.
Just before our last question, mate, how good is he in terms of what you've seen at Villa over the years? How good is this guy?
Yeah, just a joke, to be honest. Yeah, I'm struggling to. I think a few of the Villa fans have said best they've seen in their lifetime.
Right.
And yeah, you can't begrudge that. I mean, just some of the stuff he does on the ball, he's just little one side. Which way do you want it? One way or the other? He just ties people in knots. So good. I think Gerard joked last week. He said he finished his career at Liverpool with his training session. I think Gerard needed a new hip after he's got nuts and bolts in his hips and groins from trying to stop Coutinho in training. So. Yeah, lovely footballer to watch. He's well worth the entry fee alone tomorrow for Leeds fans. So, yeah, they'll enjoy him tomorrow. Such a talent. And, yeah, he struggles to think what didn't go right for him at Barcelona.
I was thinking that.
It's just personal stuff. And like you say, we're all human beings at the end of the day. And when you're not enjoying your work, you're not going to bring the best out of you, is it? So I think he's enjoying his work at the moment. And this is the Coutinho of old. This is the Coutinho, £140 million Barcelona paid Liverpool. So, yeah, very special talent. We're lucky to have him. And let's hope we get that deal done next in the summer.
Yeah, swapping Barcelona for Birmingham, certainly an interesting one, isn't it? But it's clearly worked out for him. 100%, mate, yeah. All right, Ash. Well, before we end, everybody, thank you so much in the chat. If you have just joined, you'll be able to listen to this back on Spotify and iTunes if you're out and about. And you can also replay it here on our Facebook page. But Ash, before you go, mate, you predicted it spot on last time. what do you think? What do you think the score is going to be in this one?
Another high scoring draw. I'm going to 2-2, kind of. I'm going to go.
Oh, well, that'd be fantastic for us. 2-2.
I think the home crowd will play a big part tomorrow, you know.
And how would you feel about that, Ash? Would you be all right with that, or are you thinking to yourself now we need to come here and win?
Obviously, you want to win every game, don't you? That's a given, isn't it? But given the back-to-back wins and backing that up with a draw at Elland Road tomorrow, I'd take that, you know. But listen, I'm trying to keep some leads, mates, on side, mate. So I'll sit on the fence with this one. 2-2. I think the home crowd will be a bit tougher to deal with tomorrow for Villa.
Yeah, top man. Well, Ash, where can people find you, mate, for all the pre and post stuff with Villa and Leeds?
Yeah, I was on Twitter. Just search for me. Yeah, Priest Observer. I'll be on there waffling away as usual. And I'll be at Elland Road tomorrow. Looking forward to the visit up there. And yeah, got a lot of time for Leeds. I like Josh Warrington. I've liked him a lot as well. So I'm a closet Leeds fan as well. Eh?
Top man, Ash. Well, thanks a lot, pal.
See you later. 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 Fighter. 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 Fighter.